ConnectWise, get your ConnectWise here. Another zero day, another dollar. And snitches get stitches. And bug bounties. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch. This episode is presented by MSP GeekCon 2023, a conference for MSPs by MSPs. Occurring May 21st through the 23rd, 2023 in Orlando, Florida, this two-day event is built around the journey of technical growth from Tier 1 to Tier 3. Visit mspgeekcon.com for more information. Good morning and welcome to the April 14th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Rossini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
In the yellow, audibly, VPN is off, eyebrows on fleek. I am good, brother. It's an amazing week that just went by. So much news is happening. We literally can't cover everything. We're trying to pick.
Says like, you.
So much stuff is happening. How are you doing? Talk to me.
I'm good. Watch, I can do this. Challenge accepted. Simon, start doing more stories and post on TikTok and YouTube shorts. Done. How you like that?
Here comes the feed ribbon on the bottom with news going by within multiple feeds. And then, you know, here's auto-generated by ChatGPT summaries of all the stories coming up.
You're making Matt so happy right now. He is so freaking happy. You know who's not happy? Spirit Airlines flight attendants. There's one of them that went viral for doing an intercom announcement mocking the airline fees. I live for this stuff. Between Spirit and Frontier, they just make my day. Apparently, a Spirit Airlines flight attendants intercom announcement was mocking the fees. And of course, everything's recorded always, and it goes viral immediately. The flight attendants monologue has 292,000 views. And of course there's the quiet quitting jokes and all the other stuff. But they were talking about, you know, how the Spirit Airlines charges for additional bags, choosing a seat in advance, printing a boarding pass, unaccompanied minors, pets, Wi-Fi, snacks, drinks, left and right shoes. I love this. Do you get a kick out of this stuff, dude?
Oh, everything's recorded. You cannot say anything. You can't. Can you imagine if you and I were kids now? Oh my God! Let's listen. We should probably listen to this stuff because
another heads up, guys. No, we do not have sockets for you to plug up your phone. Because if we did, guess what? This is Spirit, and we will charge you. No, we do not have blankets for you. If we did, again, this is Spirit, and we will charge you. No, your seat. Do not come. If they did, again, this is Spirit, and we will charge you.
So as of the time, I'm not saying they're related, but as of the time of the writing of the article, the last 12 months, the stock ticker price is down 31% for Spirit Airlines. Mm. That's kind of insane. I don't know if it's the time to buy that or maybe time to buy something else. Tony, you got some stories?
I do. And my first story from CRN.com, ConnectWise, a leading provider of business automation software for technology solution providers, also the MSP community, the very community we speak to every single day, all day, is reportedly considering a sale to private equity firms. According to an unnamed source cited by CRN, the company has engaged JP Morgan to explore the potential sale, although no official announcement has been made. The Tampa-based company was founded in 1982 by Arnie Bellini and has grown to become a significant player in the IT management space, offering software solutions for managing IT service delivery, business processes, and the customer relationships. In 2019, ConnectWise merged with Continuum, a remote monitoring and management software provider, which boosted its portfolio and extended its reach into the managed services market. If the sale materializes, it would mark a major shift for ConnectWise, which has remained privately held since its inception. Industry insiders speculate that the sale could be driven by this company's desire to expand its product offering and scale operations. However, no details regarding the potential buyers or the expected sale price have been disclosed yet. Among the private equity companies in the running are Bain Capital, according to two people close to the deal. Quote, Bain has been very aggressive, said one source who valued the company at between $6 billion and $8 billion US. But the big names are all in there. ConnectWise has a strong presence in the managed services sector, and a potential acquisition could significantly impact the competitive landscape. As the situation develops, market participants and customers will be closely monitoring the progress of these discussions. I have so many questions. Let's unpack this a little bit. We're talking Kaseya Datto is now the biggest. It was Kaseya. It's now Kaseya Datto. It could be back to ConnectWise. I'm confused. I'm concerned. Is there just nothing but mega mergers in the future? And I would also like to recap at the beginning story that you brought up. JetBlue was going to acquire Spirit Airlines, and they put the kibosh on that because they are trying to stop these mega mergers from occurring. Is this just another mega merger, and could this significantly impact the industry in a negative way? What are your thoughts on this, Red?
So I would be more scared if there were legitimately only three major players in the space. Ninja has ticketing that they're adding to and adding more PSA type functionalities. Salesforce has a service type model. They have Service Lightning, Service Cloud, and Sales Cloud. And there's a version of Service Cloud that is closer to ITSM, not traditional MSP, but closer to ITSM. Halo PSA gets lots of love, and they've been around for a long time, but they're doing a lot of amazing things. And that's not to mention like some of the smaller ones, like Action One, Power PSA, all these other ones that are like coming out of the woodwork, right? And this is not 10 years ago where you had the vendors that were open and that was it. You signed up with one of the vendors, you're done. If you wanted to build your own, you can download Udo. You can go to Microsoft Power Platforms easily, drag and drop with the number of low-code, no-code platforms. You could do your own very somewhat easily, definitely within the scope of a traditional MSP skill set. So I'm not as concerned with the consolidation as I would have been 10 years ago. That ConnectWise is selling, what a surprise. We had no idea.
Who's going to be the purchaser, though? Because they mentioned Thoma Bravo. So that's an inter because Thoma Bravo already owns ConnectWise.
Right. They're the PE that owns it. Yeah.
So if Thoma Bravo is going to be acquiring it, it's an internal switch, which signifies a merger of other entities. And we know that there are other Thoma Bravo entities such as Sophos, Barracuda. I mean, there's quite a few under that umbrella. So the consolidation of all of the above makes it not just a powerhouse and an enormous rival to, let's say, someone else that used to be the biggest or is could potentially still be the biggest out there, but it could also start an avalanche of activity between these mega mergers and acquisitions of the vendors to acquire feature sets, not just the revenue, which could be better for the industry overall. What are your thoughts?
I mean, it could be better. I don't know. PEs are not known for making things better. PEs are known for squeezing revenue, making sure you have you're as efficient as possible, cutting back some of the fat like that. They're not known for making things better. It would be cool to see another PE or VC like pick them up, like maybe like Top Down, Chris Day's venture. You know, they own ScalePad. They just picked up ScalePad, just picked up Lifecycle and some other ones, Cognition 360, Control Map, that kind of stuff. I don't think they're big enough to buy ConnectWise.
$68 billion. You know, we should probably talk about this a little bit more as things move forward. And I'm sorry, I kind of passed our time. We try to keep everything locked in a 5-minute window. Something will probably be happening in the next couple weeks. Nothing could probably get in the way. It's not like any type of ransomware attacks are out there or anything like that is happening with 0-day vulnerabilities, right, Ray?
Definitely no 0 days, Tony, except for this new 0 day. In this top security article, Windows 0 day vulnerability exploited in ransomware attacks, written by Sergio Gatlan for Bleeping Computer. Microsoft has patched a 0 day vulnerability in the Windows Common Log file system that allowed hackers to access and install Nokoyawa ransomware on affected computers. Tracked as CVE-2023-28252, the security flaw affects all supported Windows Server and client versions and can be exploited by local attackers in a low-complexity attack without user interaction. Successful exploitation enables threat actors to gain system privileges and fully compromises targeted Windows systems. The Nokoyawa ransomware gang has used at least 5 common log file system exploits to target multiple industries, including retail, energy, and healthcare. Security researchers warn that cyber criminals are becoming more sophisticated in using 0 days, which were previously primarily a tool of advanced persistent threat actors. CISA has added that actively exploited CVE-2023-28252 Windows vulnerability has been added to its list of known vulnerabilities and ordered federal civilian executive branch agencies to secure their systems against it by May 2nd. Tony, there's another 0 day. Patch your stuff. I mean, it's important to get the awareness out. And it would be awesome if people would just watch this and go patch immediately. I actually did have to restart my computer right before this episode. But do you think we're not going to get
those people? I'm sorry. I'm actually restarting my computer now after
okay.
I just updated. So I'll be back. Every time we do the show, that's twice a week, people, twice a week, I get anxiety attacks. Like I'm like, and I'm just running around the house. I'm looking at firmware. I've got a list of assets and I'm figuring out what firmware has been updated. What haven't I looked at for a while? What has the associated ACL? So only specific traffic got in the event that there's an exploitation. These things are going to happen, but for the operating systems that we're using on all of our desktops, that's when things take a new level of concern. And I don't know what to say. I'm truly not shocked. That's how bad it is. Shocked that we have a 0 day exploit. Just the other day, Max and iOS had a huge exploit, and you're finding out that it, I can't remember the name of the exploit, but it could take not just control of your phone and look out of the front camera and the rear camera and listen not only to your actual call, but record the call and then record things through the mic when you're not on a call, but actually go through your file encryption through your encryption keys, authentication keys. But they never said anything. So I would much, yes. And then reading that last night, of course, I'm in a massive hysteria. Like, what is happening? Like, I would much rather hear, hey, 0 day exploit, do your duty now. Do your updates now. And I do appreciate it.
I mean, automatic updates, I get some stuff happens, right? I get it can break some things. It happens. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't. But the downside of something happened because of an automatic update, which almost always can be rolled back, versus the potential threat attack surface, update your sorry, Phil, break out the dolphins, update your damn that's all. That's the best I can say. And I say this because 4 months from now, 6 months from now, we're going to see Yokohama. I said it right on the when I was doing the story or whatever the name is. And I want credit for not having fumbled any other words on there. But you know, a couple months from now, we're going to see on Reddit somebody getting hit by this, or we're going to see a Huntress post, a CrowdStrike post, a Sophos post. We're going to see this, and it's going to be like, but it was already updated in Windows. Why are you not patching for months? That's what I'm trying to avoid. That's what I would love to never see again. Do you have any tips on how we could possibly do that? I mean, am I just dreaming?
And I believe that was a perfect segue into my next story about OpenAI starting a bug bounty program. Straight from www.csoonline.com, OpenAI, a leading artificial intelligence research organization, has initiated a bug bounty program offering cash rewards up to $20,000 for security researchers who identify vulnerabilities in its software systems. The objective is to enhance the security and reliability of OpenAI's AI systems by encouraging ethical hackers to uncover and report potential weaknesses. Security researchers are required to submit reports through the HackerOne platform to participate in the program. OpenAI has outlined guidelines specifying the program scope, eligible vulnerabilities, and reward criteria. The reward amounts will be based on the severity of the discovered bugs, with high-impact vulnerabilities earning the highest reward of $20,000 US. OpenAI's move aligns with the increasing trend among technology companies to proactively collaborate with cybersecurity communities to ensure the resilience of their systems. By working with security researchers, OpenAI aims to bolster its defenses against potential threats and foster the secure development of the AI technologies it's working on. Ray, if there were only groups of people that could talk about something before it's released and maybe research it in real time and do, something good and say, hey, listen, you better fix this because this is bad stuff. Maybe that would decrease the issues. But I would also like to point out as the, we'll just call it the inventor of platforms, making that channel of communication open is such a horrible. Can you imagine if you put, because this is what I chose in left nav, put find a bug, click here. Everyone's like, why? How can I find this? It's not a bug. It's just question tech support. So you're trying to do something good as the vendor, but then it just opens Pandora's box and you're realizing that it is limitless, limitless, limitless in supply. So what are your thoughts on that?
I'm sorry, Phil. This is Ouroboros bullshit. This is okay. Having a bug bounty program is table stakes at this point, in my opinion. Having a VDP, having security.txt file, these are table stakes. These are required for anybody. With all the thought that went into determining if the ethics, how the ethics would apply to OpenAI and putting all these guide rails and putting all these walls. So you can't ask it to give an opinion against a competitor. You can't ask it to do something malicious or nefarious. And it has all these guide rails. And then they think about the bug bounty program. Like, do you see, like, I have this nice chromed out buggy. I forgot to put wheels on it and there's no horse, but it's awesome. Like, that doesn't make sense. And the reason I say Ouroboros is because, like, okay, so you go to ChatGPT, you tell it, examine this website, find me a bug, and then it comes back with a bug. Or you say to OpenAI, write a script for me. Does the script have a bug? Yes, yeah, submit it for me to bug to HackerOne. I mean, you could automate the whole damn thing using OpenAI. It's awesome. Please don't do that.
I was just about to say, like, there's so many good things, but no, bad. Good, no.
Tony's like, like, you know what I mean? And so I don't get it. Like, yes, the bug bounty program is great. This is in the category of no shit, Sherlock. Who cares? We're putting it out there because for the reasons we're talking about. Yes, it should be there. Yes, people should be aware of it. For those security researchers, now that it's available, absolutely. You know, if this is your thing, go do your thing. But at the same time, I don't know. This is like 12 years too late. Okay, this is like 7 months too late. You know what I mean? Because let's be honest, nobody knew what OpenAI was 7 months ago. But
we were like the first to talk about it. I mean, literally, yeah. Like we're in the very, very beginning. Like in November, we were talking about this. And what an amazing... Wow, like that came out of nowhere. And now everything is about ChatGPT. And are you using 3.5 or 4? Did you see 5? 5 is a completely new evolution of 4 with an exponential trillions of context or syntax that are gonna be included on this in addition to all of the knowledge it can refer to. It's everything. And I love the way we cover this stuff on the show. Like, I absolutely love it because we're covering all aspects. We're not covering just the new technology. We're not covering just the ransomware and the security issues that everyone should be talking about. We're not talking about, hey, here's the prolific vendors or services and the new tools that are coming out. We're not talking about just the best practices, but we're also inserting our humor, which is
so Tony. Yes, you and I are the Bert and Ernie of the news channel. Absolutely, yes. And I'm not saying which one's which, but you know, but okay, but I don't think you and I are the experts in this space. Sadly, you and I are not, but MSP Media Network is. If you didn't know about this, we have a whole show, AI Roundup, with Phil Buck. His last episode that premiered a day ago actually talks about how generative AI became a household name. So if you want to know what the hell
we have a show on AI. I'm totally kidding, everyone. It's awesome. You have to watch it. Phil's awesome.
And Phil just did a technical deficit with Matt Fox this week. On Phil's telling me 2 days ago, YouTube's telling me 1 day ago, you go figure it out for yourself, watch it, let me know in our Discord. And we just did a technical deficit, Matt and Phil, on whatchamacallit, on how to use Stable Diffusion on your own and create your own awesome graphics. So when you're looking at this new bumper going into our notables, you can do it yourself, maybe. I don't know. But let's do some notables.
Notables.
In my first notable mention, Twitter officially shuts down its free API, affecting multiple apps, written by Philippe Esposito for 9to5 Mac. In a move that has affected many apps and websites, Twitter has officially shut down its free API. The company announced multiple changes to its API earlier this year, which we did cover on MSP Dispatch, somewhere here, including the introduction of new paid tiers and a free write-only version with several limitations. Even developers who are willing to pay for the new API are facing issues, as Twitter has cut off access to the old API and has yet to release access to the new paid enterprise API. Despite Twitter experiencing constant outages, serious bugs, and security breaches, the company is still terminating its key engineers and executives. Moreover, it appears that requiring developers to pay a high price for Twitter's API will not benefit the company. In my second notable mention, 1 million WordPress sites hacked via zero-day plugin bugs, written by Tara Seals for Dark Reading. At least 1 million websites running on WordPress have been affected with malicious code via a campaign that exploits WordPress plugin and theme vulnerabilities, including several zero-days. According to security company Securi, the Balada Injector campaign has been active since 2017 and injects malicious code that redirects visitors to fake tech support, fraudulent lottery wins, and push notifications requiring CAPTCHA solutions. The malware searches for sensitive information, loading backdoors, and sometimes even taking over the sites. The campaign operators utilize security vulnerabilities in WordPress plugins and themes, with waves of activity often occurring every couple of weeks. To protect websites against the campaign, organizations must ensure all website software is up to date, remove unused plugins and themes, and utilize a web application firewall.
And my first notable mention, from 9to5mac.com, a recent leak has revealed upcoming features for Apple's iOS 17. The new update is expected to include improvements to Siri, enhanced privacy settings, and revamped iMessage functionalities. Additionally, users can anticipate an updated control center with customizable modules, a fresh app library layout, and further HomeKit integration. Details on the official release date remain unconfirmed. And in my next notable mention, from bleepingcomputer.com, several compromised websites have been discovered distributing malware through fake Chrome update prompts. Unsuspecting users who click on the update notifications inadvertently install the malware, putting their devices and data at risk. Cybersecurity researchers have identified the campaign primarily targets WordPress sites and employs various tactics, such as malicious plugins and PHP web shells, to maintain persistence. Users are advised to remain vigilant and only update their browsers through the official channels to avoid falling victim to such attacks.
Hey y'all, Phil Buck here with your weekly micro installment of AI Roundup, and we've made it through another week. Can I just say for all of us, TGIF... Another malware hack? But this time it's using ChatGPT and Bard? Well, not exactly. In an article from hackread.com by Wacus, cybercriminals are hijacking Facebook pages with thousands of followers and posting malicious sponsored ads offering free downloads of popular AI chatbots, ChatGPT, and Google Bard. But beware, these downloads actually unleash the Redline Stealer malware onto your device. These cunning crooks are exploiting the chatbot's popularity to trick unsuspecting users into downloading harmful files. Once activated, Redline Stealer swipes passwords, credit card info, and even downloads more malware. The sneaky cyber attack campaign has affected dozens of Facebook accounts across 10 countries. Most victims hail from Greece, India, Mexico, the USA, and Bangladesh. And the methods for these hacks are nothing new, simply tricking someone into downloading malicious files. But I do think it's worth noting, though, that there's such hype surrounding ChatGPT and AI tech that people are willing to blindly download a file because they believe they are getting a free crack at these chatbots. Remember, folks, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably, or in this case, most definitely is. But most importantly, MSPs, please warn your clients that they shouldn't try to download AI chatbots from a Facebook ad. And that's our AI roundup for today. Now back to Ray and Tony.
In our community feedback from the YouTubes, Henry Torres says, Tony's refrigerator is literally running, LOL. Referring to our banter on ambient computing.
There are plenty of amazing upcoming events taking place across the community, so let's see what's happening this week. On April 18th at 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Cybersecurity Summit, Risk and Reward, presented by the Channel Pro Network. On April 19th through the 20th, an in-person event, ASCII MSP Success Summit in Dallas, Texas. And also on the 19th through the 20th, another in-person event, SaaS Connect in San Francisco, California. And coming from the MSP Media Network this week, we have, on April 19th at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, AI Roundup Episode 7. Also on the 19th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, Partner First, The Hidden Costs of Inattention, Protecting Your Tools and Your Business. And as always, on Tuesdays and Fridays at 8 a.m. Eastern, MSP Dispatch, presented by the MSP Media Network.
Hey, I'm Powerhouse Ray.
And I'm Super Cousin Danny.
And we're the hosts of
The Tech Bar.
Pull up a stool with us every other Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for drinks, jokes, and games with your friends in the MSP channel. So how do you like today's show? If you liked it, hit the thumbs up button. If you didn't, go ahead and hit it twice, three times, five times, any odd number will work. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on the YouTubes or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord where we post stories all week? Tony, show us how we do it with the QR code, man. Boom! Do the QR code, you're in the Discord. And you can propose your own stories and even vote on which ones we'll cover. As my friend Rich Banky says, make sure to tell a friend. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have any questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode, or leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP-Network. Tony, I'm glad we're not the experts in AI because we have Phil for that. That leaves us to do our Bert and Ernie thing where I break the record for fastest bloopers ever on a Dispatch episode.
You're the 1 minute man, the fast. Wait, hold on.
Why you gotta call me out like that, dude? Oh, Bert. Like, why you gotta call me out?
Oh, all right. You know, see, that's a good wrap up of the show. What a great show. Awesome news. Keeping up to date on the security issues, big mergers, acquisitions, the important stuff, all the crazy neurotic stuff that Ray and I talk about.
And all the fun stuff to buy. You know, we have it all here. And maybe, you know, we have dolphins. Maybe we'll get some rubber duckies. And with that, I'll leave you guys. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Be safe, everyone.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Good morning and welcome to the April 14th episode of... How do I screw up the freaking... name of the show.
I just want to thank you because we did not have enough outtakes last episode. So this is we're on pace. We're good, budgeted, excellent. Thumbs up.
It's me. I'm up. Hi. How are you doing?
Ready for your turn. The iOS notable.
Yep.
Tony, how you doing? All right.
How you doing? That's when I just my Mexican side. I got to play the Italian role. I'm like, I got to do that really quick. Here we go. And my first notable mention from 9to5mac.com. A recent leak has revealed an upcoming features. One more time.